Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open from American Express, presenting the interactive webcast event, Making a Name for Yourself. Kate and Andy Spade and Bobby Brown discuss their leap from business to brand, created by Open from American Express. Registration at openforumonline.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, as we talk about recent developments with the election system in Ohio. A federal judge struck down new restrictive voting rules in the state imposed by State Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, now the Republican candidate for governor. And a government report finds problems and discrepancies in Cleveland voting machines. In addition, Mr. Blackwell recently agreed under pressure to not destroy the paper ballots from 2000 that may show different results in some district from the voting machine totals. And we're talking about what all this means, perhaps for who actually won the presidency in 2004, but certainly what it portends for this fall's close congressional races in the state going forward. We just heard from Mark Crispin Miller from NYU's Media Studies Department, author of Fooled Again, who alleges that the 2004 election was stolen by the Republicans. We'll talk now to two journalists in Ohio, Bill Cohen, reporter at the Ohio Public Radio Public Radio and TV State House News Bureau, and Mark Namet, politics reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Bill Cohen, welcome back. Mark Namet, I think that's welcome back too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
To WNYC. And Mark, I'll start with you. Talk about this report that was issued, by Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland. When did it come out? What did it find?
It came out about a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, and it basically found profound incompetence and problems with how we administered the election. I'll give you some very specific examples. People taking home memory cards that were in the touchscreen machines. Data that gets transmitted from the voting machine to the centralized place to count the votes. You know, the modems were locked up behind doors and no one had the keys. Poll workers not showing up. The poll worker training that involved these new machines had, you know, loads of problems. People didn't understand it. The training manuals weren't complete. Things that really were about individual errors. And I think that's something in light of what you were just talking about with this concerns over electronic voting. And there's a much more basic issue at stake here, and that is really the incompetence or competency of the people in charge of these elections. And it is something that's been going on for a long, long time.
Now, you talk about competency. Our previous guest, and I don't know if you got to hear him, talks about conspiracy, a systematic effort by the Republican Party to not only suppress Democratic-leaning voters from going to the polls or getting their votes counted or even cast, but a systematic technological conspiracy to steal elections when necessary. Did this report or anything else that you've reported on find that?
No, not at all, and I don't generally take that bait. When you have problems of poll workers not knowing how to set up the machine and actually set up the legs that hold the machine, I mean, it's harder for me to believe that then that same poll worker has the technological skill to get in there and hack the machine, which is doable. I mean, I think the evidence is, you know, it's clear that people with the know-how can do that, and that's a certain problem. But I've covered the Board of Elections for 6 or 7 years, and you know, and again, the problems that we have seen that have hurt elections, disenfranchised voters, have never been about the technology. They have always been about the ability for these workers to pull off the election, make them accessible, you know, and get the votes counted accurately. All the problems are due to individuals.
And Bill Cohen from Ohio Public Radio and Television, I want you to weigh in on that and also give us your impression of just how seriously, these problems that are still being uncovered from the 2004 vote may have distorted the tally.
Well, the problem is, the critics of the 2004 election in Ohio filed a similar suit 2 years ago, right after the election, claiming it was stolen. It went to the Ohio Supreme Court. The Republican-dominated court took weeks and weeks and weeks and never issued any kind of ruling. Bush was inaugurated, and the critics then, surprisingly, withdrew their suit. I was kind of surprised because I was kind of hoping, well, at least we get a court to rule one way or the other. Is this a frivolous lawsuit or is there some merit to it? But we never got that. So now here they are back again with the same similar charge that the election was stolen, but they've got this new wrinkle in it, which is fascinating, the idea that perhaps somebody pre-punched cards for one or two of the minor party presidential candidates and sent those ballots, those punch card ballots, to Democratic strongholds, so that when the 80 or 90% of the black voters, the student voters, the elderly voters punch their own hole for John Kerry, oh, now there's two holes in that ballot. It's got to be thrown out. Allegation, that charge is a fascinating one. And, you know, it would be interesting to see a court, in this case a federal court in Columbus, actually rule. Did this really happen? Is there any evidence? And perhaps this time we'll finally get a judge either saying, yes, this is true, or no, it's not.
And there is a civil suit making this claim, and so it's before a federal judge?
That's my understanding here in Columbus. The critics, and they've got some outside help this time, not just Columbus lawyers, but lawyers from New York City and elsewhere. And, of course, they've got a lot of supporters around the country through email messages whipping up support for this suit. So who knows? Perhaps this time we'll actually get a ruling on it.
And to some degree, Bill, they have John Kerry this time, who, of course, conceded the election on the day after the election the first time around, but now seems to be casting some doubt on it just in recent weeks.
Yes, I think he sent an email message supporting Ted Strickland, the Democratic candidate for governor here, and in that message kind of said, he didn't say the election of 04 was stolen, but said, Mr. Strickland's opponent, Ken Blackwell, is the guy overseeing the elections, and he, there might have been some funny business in 04. I forget what the wording is, but Kerry's been very reluctant to say and charge the election was stolen. It's really folks to his left, Green Party people, socialists, other people on the left of the Democratic Party who've been saying the election was stolen. The Democrats have kind of been reluctant to do that.
We can take phone calls on Ohio elections, past, present, and future at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or email brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. My guests, Bill Cohen from Columbus Public Radio and Television's State House Bureau in Columbus, and Mark Namick, a political reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Mark, there was actually a debate last night, the first of four scheduled debates between the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor in Ohio, the Republican being Mr. Blackwell, who is the Secretary of State, who's the center of so much of this controversy since he was in charge of elections in 2004, and some of his election rules have been not only struck down, not only controversial, but also now struck down and withdrawn in terms of new rules. Can you talk about that? What are these new voting rules that were deemed too restrictive?
It's a good question, and generally, the General Assembly in Ohio passed a wide-ranging law in January that overhauled Ohio elections. The supporters, largely the Republicans, said the changes would close loopholes that could lead to voter fraud. The issue recently had to do with registration, and as volunteers and paid workers collect voter registration cards, they generally turn them into supervisors, who then deliver them to the Board of Elections. The new law said that you, the person that collected the card, had to turn them in yourself directly. That means you have to drive in and turn them in. And the court struck that down, saying that was essentially an unfair burden, because you know how these things work. You pick them up at whether it's the library or at a fair, you fill out the card, and there are volunteers and paid workers doing it, to expect every individual then to have to personally deliver the cards they collected, according to the court, really seemed a bit too much of a burden. Now, that was passed by the legislature, not Ken Blackwell. Mm-hmm. He was in the process of having to implement that, but he issued a statement when that came out, saying that he will follow that law, the judge's ruling, that is, and supported that idea.
So I think I have to issue a correction because I misspoke earlier, and I did say that those rules were imposed by Blackwell. So you're clarifying that they were passed by the legislature. Bill Cohen, go ahead.
Well, I was going to just say Blackwell, the political fallout of all of this hubbub over voter registration and was the election stolen, the bottom line is it has put the Republicans and Ken Blackwell in particular on the defensive. Ken Blackwell has been trying to get out his message that Ted Strickland, the Democrat, is going to raise your taxes. He's a liberal. Vote no on Strickland. But he hasn't been able to get much traction on that because oftentimes he's been on the defensive of a whole bunch of news stories, whether it be the new voter registration law or the, what happened in 2004. And so a lot of times Blackwell's on the defensive, and he hasn't had a chance to go on the offensive against Strickland. That's, to me, it's an important bottom line, and that's why one reason of many that Blackwell is 10, 15, 20 points behind in the polls right now.
So these issues of honest vote counting and access to the polls are salient in the election this year.
Yes, I think Bill's point is right on. You know, I was out this weekend in an east side of Cleveland, predominantly black area, at a Labor Day picnic. They refer to Blackwell as Long Line Blackwell. You know, whether he really had anything to do with it or not, that's what they're trying to tag him with. And in the debate yesterday, out of nowhere, when asked about the war, Blackwell's opponent, Strickland, closed his answer with a line that said, "I would just point out that I think George W. Bush may not be in office to make that decision to go to war if it had not been for my opponent's assistance to him in that Florida election."
Wow, but that
where
means
is that coming from?
But Bill Cohen, that means that it's not just people to the left of the Democratic Party, as you were saying before, but people in the mainstream of the Democratic Party, including their Ohio gubernatorial candidate, who think there was chicanery in 2004.
Well, we could follow up with him, and he, of course, backpedaled. He said, "That's not what I was saying." Strickland came back and said, "I just want people to know the association." Sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it is starting to filter into the mainstream of the party, but in general, look, let's be franker. The leadership on all these federal court suits and state court suits claiming the election was stolen, this is generally people to the left of the Democratic Party or on the left of the party, but a lot of them actually to the left. For instance, Bob Fitrakis is one of the lawyers working on these cases. He's actually running for governor against Ted Strickland. Fitrakis is the favorite of the Green Party.
John in New Milford, you're on WNYC. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I'd like to know why they think the Democratic Party has been so weak and taken so long to respond to this. It seems as though Robert Kennedy's article in Rolling Stone was a tipping point that sort of pushed it into the mainstream. But the press has been weak. I don't have much faith in they're doing much. But why not the Democratic Party moving on this aggressively? I just don't understand it.
Mark Namek?
Well, I think they have moved on it, and maybe, they haven't. There hasn't been the facts to support maybe the extreme, which is the conspiracy side of it. But I can tell you I attended an event with Jesse Jackson, well over a year ago with Stephanie Tubbs Jones. I think that came out right after the Conyers report, again, pushing this idea. The Democrats have been there, but they themselves may not be convinced that this was a stolen election, so they're not willing to put themselves out. But, I think the media in Ohio, at least, and obviously you're going to accuse me of having a bias, aggressively reported on the problems of these elections as they happened. The Kennedy story really encompassed it, gathered it all up, and it came out, and then people are criticizing the media for not writing about his story, but many of those pieces were explored. Some cases, very accurate problems. In other cases, these aren't as they're portrayed to be.
Pat in Mailpack, you're on WNY. Oh, in Mailpack, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to comment because I'm an academician, and from the 2004 election forward, I was following very carefully on the web and talking to other academicians, and it's pretty widely agreed that the most telling evidence that we have to be worried is the discrepancy between the exit polls, the consistent discrepancy between the exit polls and the official results. that statistically always favored George W. Bush, and the statistical likelihood of that happening by chance is virtually nil. This is exactly the evidence that in Ukraine allowed the Ukrainian people to overturn the election with the support of the Bush administration. So I'm very concerned that all along this, the media has been the major culprit in apparently being unable or refusing to actually investigate what has gone on in the 2004 election,
Pat, and now we're
in the danger of repeating it.
What do you make of the fact that the leading, the man who led the exit polls, Warren Mitofsky, who actually just died the other day, has said that he thinks that the vote tally was pretty much accurate and that the exit polls were wrong, his own exit polls, and he, you know, gave detailed explanations at the time of why he thought, there were certain statistical margins of error and things like that, and reasons that he thinks Kerry voters got oversampled in Ohio during the voting day. And, I mean, would this guy have a motivation to diss his own polling data and his own polling mechanisms? What do you make of that?
The major thing I think the public needs to recognize is that his polling agency conducted the only exit polls for all of the major networks.
That's right. It was,
and this is not how it went on previously when you had multiple exit polls. And secondly, I would point out that throughout the world, the United Nations election monitors have considered exit polls to be extraordinarily reliable, plus or minus 0.2%.
But on the exit poll, what you're alleging there is that the pool exit polling company that was bought into by ABC and CBS and NBC and the Associated Press and everybody else was what? So in Bush's pocket
I think they were extraordinarily pressured in many cases on election night. Exit poll numbers were actually changed in windows that then showed up on the screen later to match the official tally. I think that the report you're talking about, where he finally came out with a statement about his opinion about why the exit polls might have been wrong, was in December after a great deal of the mainstream media entirely ignoring the possibility. And ever since then, basically the spin has been it's tinfoil hat wearing paranoid wacko people who believe the election was stolen, and I'm telling you that that's not the case.
Pat, thank you very much.
I don't know where everybody's saying that the news media has failed here. The news media in Ohio has strongly covered the election of 2004, all the problems of that election. They have covered the court suit that was filed in 2004 by the critics who claimed the election was stolen. We have covered strongly the latest court suit by the critics who claim it was stolen. It's not the news media's job to tell the American people or Ohioans whether that election was stolen. It is up to a court to do that.
And I guess I should mention...
And we've covered every detail of this, and if it gets into a court, maybe a court will rule.
And I guess for our part, we should probably mention that we did a weekly series on counting the votes in Ohio from the election to the end of the year in 2004. We've had John Conyers on twice. We've had Robert Kennedy Jr. debating Farhad Manjoo from Salon. Today we had Mark Crispin Miller and you guys. So we're certainly covering it here. But Mark Namek, as a last word, what does this all portend for the 2006 vote with so many questions and so many doubts about the current election system?
Well, I think the scrutiny is good. It's having an impact already on the Again, this is my whole point, the competency of how elections are run. We now have additional managers, at least in Cuyahoga County, looking and overseeing the Board of Elections. We have the politicians paying attention. We have a lot more attention. And, you know, the media, we certainly love a good story, and we're gonna watch it. That is having a positive impact. More money has been made available for training. You are seeing, the Board of Elections director who, you know, quite frankly, is well aware that his job's on the line, working a lot harder to see that these things happen. That's the positive. And I think going into it, we'll have the same heightened expectations that we had in 2004. And I think in the end, we're going to take a step closer to coming up with a better election.
And we're certainly going to be looking at election systems in Ohio and New York and New Jersey and elsewhere very closely in this election season. Mark Namek from The Plain Dealer, Bill Cohen from Ohio Public Broadcasting, thank you both very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.